few years ago, I was invited to contribute to the Center for Human Rights at the University of Iowa on a conference, Sexual Violence in Conflict Zones, across the whole of history, from the Greek and Roman world to the present day. And what they were doing, it was linked to a United Nations speaker, what they were doing was, can we learn from history? What can we see in patterns of sexual violence in warfare in the past that might help us understand why it seems to be on the increase nowadays? When we see the television, Darfur, situations like that, it really is quite a horrific thing that rape is used routinely, almost, particularly in civil war situations.
What evidence is there from the past for sexual violence in warfare?
There are prosecutions of soldiers, but I think the main material really comes from instructions telling soldiers what they shouldn't do. If you like, there are ordinances about soldiers' behaviour. And there, the most interesting thing in the medieval West, the Christian West, of course, is that rape of a woman is put on the same level as sacrilege of a church.
Thinking of Shakespeare's Henry V, that there are lines in that relating to this.
There are indeed, and we know the soldier who stole the pyx from the church was hanged. That actually happened, and of course it's the story that gets into the play. But a couple of years later, there was an investigation into a man who raped a woman, a sort of parallel. We know, therefore, that it was taken quite seriously. These materials come mainly from the post-Black Death period in the middle of the 14th century, when population levels had gone down and probably the position of women had been raised as a result of shortage of population. For the early medieval period, we're mainly dependent on religious evidence, the penitentials, basically where there were punishments of an ecclesiastical kind for the rape of women and for the murder of women as well.
So you said lessons from history that can apply today?
I think there are lessons there, and I think what it mainly shows is the need for disciplinary structures, really, that the real problems come when armies are not properly commanded, properly paid, properly controlled. And that is why, of course, civil war situations today, where these things are the greatest difficulty. The other context is religious difference. And, of course, here so many wars are between people of different faiths. And it's fair to say that different religious traditions have different ways of looking at this. The Romans, for instance, quite commonly, this is in their pre-Christian period, took captives, took slaves, and allowed women to become concubines.
It sounds as if there's still plenty of potential for research in this area.
I think there is. Obviously, there's the Crusades, which is a big intercultural conflict. Perhaps also looking at different cultures. Pope Pius II, before he became Pope, was travelling through Scotland at one point and northern England, and somebody told him, oh, don't worry, the women won't flee in the face of the army because they quite like it. You know, these sorts of jokes about cultures. I think we could do a lot more by investigating different periods and also different cultural contexts.